Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, this is Mike King with the Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today, again, we have back with us Cheryl Myers from Europharma. She's the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education. Hello, Cheryl. How are you doing today?
I am fine, Mike. I'm absolutely delighted to be back on your show.
Oh, well, we just love having you. We get to talk, and then all of a sudden we run out of time.
That's for sure.
So we've got a really brand new product, I guess, from Europharma. It comes in several different forms. There's a clinical and a extra strength. That's the one that I've been taking. It's OPCs, which are oligomeric proanthocyanidins. Is that correct?
Yeah, say that three times fast. Yeah.
Okay, I did it.
That's a mouthful. You did it perfectly. That's a mouthful of information, but those are the clinically studied heavy lifter compounds in grapeseed extract that have been shown to have a vast array of very important health benefits throughout the body.
Oh, it's just phenomenal, and I don't want anybody to get confused here. Now, there's a grapefruit seed extract, which is used for detoxification. It's very good for, you know, killing germs. It's antiseptic, and, you know, a lot of people will put a little bit in their water, and it's got some other wonderful properties to it, too. But we're talking about grape seed extract, which is actually from grapes and from the seed of the grapes, and it's similar. We were talking a little bit earlier. It's similar to, you know, what I think some people have been familiar with, the pycnogenol, the maritime pine bark. That's been around for a long time. I think it was initially discovered in the late 1700s. It helps with scurvy. There's a lot of information on the web on it. And I remember initially using that, my customers, for wet and dry macular degeneration for their eyes, because it kind of cleans out the capillaries. But now today we're going to talk about this grape seed extract. Mm-hmm. And it's literally a botanical wonder. And I think tell us a little bit about the history of it. I know that Jacques Mescaler was one of the people that really did a lot of research on it as early as, what, the 1940s?
Well, he originally was investigating, you know, pycnogenol is a brand name.
Okay.
But it's been around maritime for so long that people use it like it's a noun. Like we sometimes say, we don't call it facial tissue, we say Kleenex. Whether it's Kleenex brand or not. So it's one of those names that has sort of become embedded in the botanical world, but it's
maritime pine bark, right.
Extract.
Okay.
Or maritime pine bark extract. And so Dr. Mascalera started to investigate that, and he found these compounds called OPCs in the pine bark extract, and then continued his research. So he's really launched a lot of very important compounds into the world. By his research, he found that red peanut skin, you know, when you get peanuts in a shell and you open them up and that red skin also has these OPCs. Oh. And then he found that grape seeds, the seeds inside of the grape, are the richest source of these OPCs. And
okay.
So he started to move most of his investigations towards what can these OPCs that we find in grape seed do for us from a health perspective. And French grape seed is, we keep emphasizing it's French grape seed. It's from the Bordeaux region of France. So we use the wine industry as a source for our materials.
Right.
Very high quality and very, very sustainable. The pine tree is not quite as sustainable, it's a wonderful, wonderful product.
So the grape seed's probably a little bit less expensive, too.
Oh, yes. There's a definite price. And how often is it that you get more for your money? Instead of less for your money, right?
Yeah.
So that's a nice little extra added bonus. It's a little bit more sustainable, a little bit better health benefits, and doesn't cost quite as much because the source is already there. So when we look in the past, we see that there's grapeseed extract was launched decades ago to much fanfare, and people loved it. And when you look back in time in the 80s and 90s, when you go to a health food store, when they would do their top 10 lists, grapeseed extract was always in the top 10.
Yeah.
All this research was coming out on heart disease and blood pressure and brain function and even some cancer studies. So people were very, very excited about it. And then it just died. It just flopped. And
because I haven't heard about it for a long time, and then all of a sudden it's just
it just sort of dwindled away. It's like a star that everybody used to love to go to their movies, and now they don't make movies anymore.
Maybe.
It just sort of faded into the background.
Well, maybe because they weren't getting a real good purified form. It was more of a crude form, something like that. That's usually what happens.
You are way ahead of me, Mike. The problem became that it was not incredibly expensive, but it was somewhat expensive to get the clinically studied grapeseed extract. And so because of its popularity almost killed it. Because when something becomes popular, everybody jumps on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so all of a sudden these companies were, I can sell you grapeseed extract for 10% less. Well, I can sell you grapeseed for 25% less.
Yeah.
But as they cheapened the raw material, it became less and less effective until the people that were selling the good stuff weren't in the market anymore, because they were selling stuff for $25 a bottle and people were getting it down to $5.99 a bottle. They couldn't compete.
Right.
And so for a while, we didn't see any good grape seeds on the market. So when the owner of our company who does all of our formulations, Terry Limerand, was in France, he was meeting with some individuals about the differences with this French grape seed extract than the grapeseed extract that's on the market in the United States.
The generic, yeah.
The
right,
generic.
Right.
And so I have to tell you that since we make dietary supplements, we get pitched raw materials from all around the world.
And sure you do.
Salesman,
yeah.
And the salesman said, "We can sell you. It was a Chinese product. We can sell you grapeseed extract." And as part of their sales pitch, they told us that more than 50% of the products in the United States that contained grapeseed extract were using their raw material. That was one of their highlights, and so that's why they thought we should get on board as well. The cost of their grapeseed extract was $18 a kilo.
Oh, my gosh.
The cost of the French grapeseed extract that we buy from France is $350 a kilo.
Wow. Okay, what's going on there?
The difference is,
you
know, the most expensive product you're ever going to buy is the one that does absolutely nothing for you.
Yeah.
It turns out that these OPCs that you pronounced so elegantly earlier on, that they come in all different kinds of sizes. And so when I'm talking to patients and when I'm talking to consumers, I say they're Chihuahuas and they're Great Danes. And when you have Chihuahuas and Great Danes running around in the backyard, the only ones that can fit through the doggy door are the Chihuahuas.
Right.
And that's what it turned out to be for the OPCs as well.
Okay, because I've heard of the word tannins, and those are supposed to be really big OPCs, and your body can't really metabolize.
Very large OPCs are often referred to as tannins,
okay.
And they just don't absorb.
And isn't that what kind of, because I know being in bogs and doing research way early on years ago, the tannins, like up in Wisconsin and so forth, in the bogs and everything, would make the water kind of a brownish color. So, and tannins are generally pigments, and
they're astringents.
Okay.
And so,
okay.
When you use them to tan leather. That's why they call it tanning.
Okay.
You use tannins to tan leather. They use there's a tannin content in wine when you drink wine that gives you kind of that puckery taste.
Okay.
So
all
it's
right.
Not like they're an evil poison, but when the very large OPC tannins, if you're trying to use them for a health benefit, they do not absorb. They can't. They're too big. They can't get through the doggy door.
Gotcha.
So this French product that we investigated that costs so much more money is every single one of those OPCs is standardized to be small enough to be absorbed. So it is 100% absorbable, and it is completely tannin-free, so it doesn't have those large OPCs that don't do anything for you.
I just love your analogies, the doggy door.
It's really important, too, because when we look at people that are buying grapeseed extract, people can still put grapeseed extract on the label, right?
Sure.
Just because it's from China and it doesn't absorb doesn't mean it's not. They can't put grapeseed extract on the label. And then that's what kills sometimes medicinal products in our industry, is when too many people try to sell cheaper versions that don't work.
Yes.
And then people stop buying it entirely. And
I see that
all
the time.
I'm really, really delighted to be able to offer something completely different, a French grapeseed extract that has 100% absorbable OPCs. So you, every penny you pay, you're getting a bang for your buck. You're getting all those OPCs on board in your body. And it's absolutely guaranteed. It's completely tannin-free. And I had never seen this in the American market before. So this is something very, very new.
Well, you know, and this is one of the things that we do at Merry Man. This is why I'm talking to you. This is why I do a lot of research with all the products, because, you know, you can get a CoQ10 that's made from tobacco that's not going to do anything. You can get silver hydrosol or colloidal silver, actually, which would be a cruder form. We find this in the curcumin products, the turmeric extracts. And just talking about curcumin right now, you know, we have seen the phenomenal things. Curcumin, you know, does everything from bringing down inflammation to uplifting your mood to, you know, reducing cancers. I'm kind of thinking, and I know we talked a little earlier, I'm kind of thinking this is the new or the next curcumin. It seems like one of these adaptogenic tonic products that's going to do so many different things, and I think we need to kind of get into that a little bit. One question, though, I want to backtrack just a second. Why is this French grape seed better than maybe a grape seed from somewhere else in the world? Is there something that's special about, you know, this Bordeaux region and why they're...
It is very high quality.
Okay.
They're taking it from grapes that are raised for human consumption. So it's a very, very high quality product.
Okay.
But the real difference has to do with their ability to standardize for the size of the OPCs.
Okay.
So it's a high quality grape seed extract to begin with, and then it's standardized to make sure that every single OPC is completely absorbable. Another thing about grape seed extract, and it does have some similarities to curcumin, there are a lot of individuals and integrated practitioners that use them both together because they do have some synergism, but
yes.
One way to measure antioxidant capacity is called the ORAC value. It stands for oxygen radical absorbance capacity. Now, it's not the only way, but it's one way. And when the FDA was doing ORAC values, they measured per 100 grams. So it was a standard measure across. So, for example, strawberries had an ORAC value of 3,500.
Mm-hmm.
And blueberries had an ORAC value of about 6,500.
And they're supposed to be really, that's the highest domestic fruit, I think.
You know, and when you look at dark chocolate powder, about 40,000 ORAC per 100 grams. When you look at this French OPC grapeseed extract, it is over 2 million per 100 grams.
Oh, my gosh.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. And when we look at the many chronic diseases from which we suffer, when we look at the damage that's done to our body on an everyday basis that accumulates into some of these chronic conditions.
The oxidative damage, yes.
You're right, absolutely.
Right.
What's at the root cause? Oxidative stress. So maybe sometimes I think we overuse the word antioxidant, but the truth of the matter is, right tool for the right job, and there's no powerful tool, more powerful tool than this grapeseed extract.
Oh, just everything I look at is just really phenomenal. Okay, so let's start taking a look at some of the things that it's good for. Now, obviously, it would be good for inflammation. Now, is it as a powerful anti-inflammatory as, say, the curcumin products?
It is not as powerful directly on inflammation as is curcumin.
Okay.
But it works differently. So when I talk about, like, curcumin has our curcumin that we use, the BCM95, has over, I think it's 1.4 decimal points, million ORAC value. But it's a fat-soluble herbal compound. This is a water-soluble herbal compound. So when you think of the body, there's places where fat-soluble compounds are utilized and places where that leans more towards water-soluble compounds. So when you put the two together, you're covering everything. So when we look at some of the diseases for which this grapeseed, you know, this really good grapeseed extract looked at, we see one of them is high blood pressure. And in an Italian study, about 120 people were diagnosed with either pre-hypertension, meaning it was creeping up but not diagnosed yet, or mild hypertension, which means that their top number was 150 or less. So probably these are people in the 140s over something to 150s over something. And they gave them 300 milligrams of grapeseed extract a day, or half of that dose, 150. And then they had a group that did diet and exercise. And all three groups, by the way, did the same diet and exercise. After 4 months, 93% of the people in the high dose, which is not really that high a dose, the 300 milligram a day group, had normal blood pressure. 93%. So really powerful. at helping the body to be healthier, to reduce the stress on the heart, and to gently bring that blood pressure back where it needs to be. Another study looked at cholesterol. Now, we're not against cholesterol. We think that total number means nothing. But we do believe in healthy balance.
Right,
so
right. Holistic,
at,
right.
We look at it, we always demonize LDL cholesterol and call it the bad cholesterol. It's not really the bad cholesterol.
You know, the thing is it cholesterol, if you don't have that, I mean, I think that's going to be one of the big problems with the statins, is they're reducing the cholesterol so much, we're going to end up with a lot of Alzheimer's, senile dementia, because cholesterol is one of these things that's, you know, not just good for your immune system and your hormones, but it's also excellent for your brain. And I think cholesterol's gotten a really bad rap, when it's actually the inflammation in the arterial wall that's causing this blockage to build up and then causing all the problems. So it's kind of, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, my ankles are swelling because of water. Well, are we going to tell you to quit drinking water? No, I don't think so. So, you know, lowering this cholesterol is going to end up being a big mistake by big pharma and conventional medicine. I see it coming. You know, we're already having problems with a lot of people with Alzheimer's and senile dementia, but so we're looking at cholesterol and stabilizing cholesterol?
Right. Well, you know, one of the issues is that you're absolutely right on that the damage happens to the blood vessel, and then the body uses cholesterol as a Band-Aid. But
right.
It doesn't turn into atherosclerotic plaque until the cholesterol is oxidized. And what they found is that one of the most powerful compounds on the planet for preventing that process, from keeping the cholesterol from being oxidized, is grapeseed extract.
Yeah, because it's got a 2 million ORAC.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Okay.
Another big area of investigation for grapeseed extract has been cancer. And they've looked at, a lot of it has been scientific studies. Some of it has been human study. But they found, for example, in a cellular study, that very difficult to manage breast cancer called triple negative breast cancer.
Right.
One of the most aggressive and most difficult to treat forms of breast cancer. They found that when they used grapeseed, that it actually stopped the spread of this invasive breast cancer. Another looked
at. So, just to interrupt, is it like an aromatase inhibitor, you know, for the estrogen induced progesterone? And then, you know, you've got your HER2. Which is another, I guess that's the triple negative that you can get.
Right. The triple negative doesn't really respond to things that alter hormones because it's resistant to hormonal changes. That's what makes it so difficult. And usually when you're looking at the aromatase inhibition, you don't want to stop it entirely. Then your pomegranate's really awesome at that.
Yes,
But this is really more having to do with the ability of the cancer cells themselves to divide and multiply.
So
and
apoptosis?
They also found the same activity in head and neck cancer, which is about 50% of people with head and neck end up with it moving to other parts of the body, and that's really difficult. And they found that it inhibited the invasion of head and neck cancer cells by as much as 85%.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, we're talking 93% and 85%. I guess if the FDA would allow us, I mean, we could almost claim a cure here, but we're not allowed to do that.
Well, it's some pretty powerful evidence, and we need to have more human studies because what happens in a laboratory doesn't always play out with what happens in humans, but it's a pretty darn good indicator. And the problem is in our world is there's just the money isn't there to do these clinical trials. You know, they say for the clinical trials necessary to bring a compound as a drug in the United States to get it licensed by the FDA as a drug costs now over $100 million. Well, who's going to invest $100 million in something you get from grapeseeds unless you can turn it into a, quote, patented drug of some sort?
Right, and then you've got to change it. You've got to change it. Then it can't be natural. It's got
to
be
synthetic
and patented.
You know, one of the issues with natural stuff is it's not just one thing in the grapeseed that may be doing it. There's other polyphenols that are probably playing a role as well.
So it's the combination, synergism, and all of that.
Yeah. So another study was looking at using grapeseed with chemotherapy, and they found that it increased, for one of the things that they use for colon cancer is called 5-fluorouracil.
Yes.
They abbreviate it 5-FU, and they found that it increased the cancer-killing ability of 5-FU by 26%.
Wow. Wow. Well, and I'm reading here, too, that it's also a big improvement over, like, this synthetic aromatase inhibitor such as tamoxifen, which has a ton of side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, when you've got something like this, it's very effective. and has, and this is a thing we look at, no negative side effects.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking with Dr. Robert Scott Bell about the silver hydrosols and so forth, and it's always, you know, we always talk about positive benefits. So we've got a product here that helps to prevent cancer and tumor growth, has a lot of, looks like it's got a lot of different clinical studies and different studies, maybe more on the, you know, like in the lab and maybe animal studies, just like the curcumin. But every time I know with the Curamin products, you know, we're seeing more and more and more studies that were effective in the animals and in the lab now being found to be even maybe more effective in the human studies, which is mm-hmm. really exciting. So I just, my mind right now is just going crazy. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, you could take this product and then enhance it with the curcumin product. You could take them together and get, you know, even more of a synergistic beneficial effect. But I've personally been taking this. I've had some issues with some toxic shock and a horrible infection. Mm-hmm. And I have actually felt, I mean, I could feel it the first day I started taking it. Now, I was taking the extra strength. Is there some reason why we have different strengths on here? I mean, there's like a 400 milligram one.
And 150, right.
Yes.
Well, for people who are just taking it as maintenance, like they know, they understand that the role that oxidative stress plays, and maybe they've got heart disease or breast cancer or something else that runs in their family. I think of the 150 milligram size as the supplement.
As
but
a
if
maintenance.
You have an issue
okay.
you're trying to address, I think you need to move up to the natural medicine, which is the 400 milligram extra strength size, because some of the studies have been done as much as 1,200 milligrams a day, which would be three capsules a day. So some of the studies were done on 800. So, I mean, when you go up to the extra strength, that's where you're moving into the realm of trying to address
more of a clinical
problem.
Clinical healing dose.
Yeah.
Have you thought about it? Do you have any products that have combined this with the curcumin, the Curamin products? Is there, I'm not really seeing anything here. Have you thought about maybe doing the OPC, clinical OPCs from the French grapeseed extract with the BCM95 products?
Yes, we do have a relatively new product called BCM95 plus OPC. And that is a combination of our clinically studied, the most clinically studied enhanced absorption curcumin in the world, which is our BCM95.
It's just, yeah, that's awesome.
Curcumin,
right.
Curcumin. And then it's blended with this clinical OPC, and it has also got a little extra turmeric oil in there. And we're finding that the turmerones and turmeric oil energize curcumin even after absorption. So it plays a role in absorption, but it doesn't stop there. It makes it more powerful. So we see that turmerones and curcumin together in the body can have benefits that either one alone cannot provide.
Wow. So it's like an icing on the cake kind of thing. There's this potentization, synergism. I always like to say, you know, to the X factor, you know, you don't just get, you know, 10 squared, you get 10 times 10 times 10 times 10, which is
right.
phenomenal.
And that's not always true, but when it's true, it seems to really be true. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes you take things together and people will say, oh, well, they're synergistic, but it's an excuse to just put in less. Like, well, instead of the 500 milligram clinically studied dose, I'll put in 50 milligrams, but say it's synergistic. But, this is something that's been shown in a laboratory, that when you put curcumin and turmerones together, then you have, especially with regards to cancer, more anti-cancer benefits than either one alone. So it's not just guessing that this would be great to use these together. It's been clinically demonstrated.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's always very, very important. I'm seeing here, too, that, you know, again, I guess with the high ORAC and so forth, that, you know, if you have injury or recovering from exercise, that, you know, this particular product, you know, the anti-inflammatory product, it really boosts and helps to regenerate damaged muscles and fibers and so forth. Is there a lot of studies on that? Or, you know, because there's so many different things out there that are really, really good for, you know, recovery from exercise and so forth. But again, this looks like this has got some benefit there too.
You know, it's one of those things that I imagine your listeners thinking, well, that sounds like a snake oil, because
yeah,
we keep saying, well, it's good for this, it's good for cancer, it's good for heart disease, it's good for brain issues. When we look on, the National Institutes of Health has a electronic database that you can access for free. It's called PubMed, PubMed.gov. Make sure you put .gov. There's over 900 studies on grapeseed extract, and everything from beauty, because it helps with collagen production in the body.
Yeah, I've heard there's a list like psoriasis and so forth.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And kidney disease. People who have problems with kidney function, grapeseed extract has some excellent kidney studies. I know that a lot of people use it for ADD, ADHD, and kids. People that are recovering from, as you said before, damage or injury or exercise-induced damage or exercise-induced damage, you know, are going to heal faster. There's studies showing it helps to protect against blindness with diabetic retinopathy. It helps to protect the retina from diabetic injury. The list just goes on and on.
Yeah,
and on.
You would think, you know, you have something, because I know with the pycnogenol, the maritime pine bark, that's really good. I always think of that as really good as like cleaning out the fine capillaries. Obviously, this is going to do that too, and it's going to help with all kinds of different things. You know, you get better circulation, you get better like everything. And, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, with a synthetic drug, it's kind of like a silver bullet. It does one thing, generally just covers up symptoms. This actually goes in, and it looks like it kind of balances a lot of things in the body and helps to regenerate, detoxify. And I'm reading here also, and I have read in the past too, that it's also good for, basically is for infection, to help with stopping bacteria and viruses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's phenomenal too, because I know that the curcumin, the curamin products have a lot of benefit as far as being antimicrobial, antibacterial. And, you know, this is one of the big things I think we face all the time is infection and trying to get our own immune system. And I think maybe this is true with helping with cancer. You know what I just noticed, Cheryl? I think we're going to run out of time. Is there something? We're going to talk more about all the different things that this OPC, I guess clinical OPC is what we want to call it. The French,
and the grapeseed extract itself from France is called
VX1. Okay.
VX1, and so that when you buy VX1, you know it's tannin free. It's all low molecular weight, so 100% Chihuahuas, and it's the one that has published studies on. It has, in fact, the most recent published study we didn't even get to, but
they found out that
it inhibits a cancer pathway that they've never found anything else does.
Well, we're going to talk more. We're going to talk more about
this. Medical world.
Awesome. Cheryl, thank you so much. And we've got a lot more to talk about. And we'll do that on the next show.
All righty. Take care.
Thank you.